Welcome back to the Out the Ether podcast for episode 5. Today I'm joined by my two co-hosts, one who survived the bat and the other one who's just been in school. Do you guys both want to have opening remarks for today's episode?
You actually got to tell us about that. I'm sorry.
No, I don't have any opening remarks. Hi.
Today's agenda is just simple. We're just going to talk about, in honor of Evangelion finally finishing, we're going to go through all the movies, all the remakes, and that's what we're going to talk about today. But first, we could talk about anything that you guys have done, how you guys been doing, anything recently you guys want to bring up, anime, real life stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to get back into the groove of, you know, watching anime. I feel like I said that last time too. Honestly, I do feel like I said that last time that I need to make more time for anime. But for real this time, like now that I got out of one class and now I've started another class. So, but you know what? It's teleworking and now I spend mostly all day at home. So now I really can like manage my time to watch more anime. So
wow, that is so crazy. I did not say both your guys' names. Wow, I'm King Ether.
That is crazy too.
That is crazy as hell.
Yeah,
why
didn't
you
say your name?
Yeah,
yeah, you didn't say your own name.
Yeah, I'm crazy. joined by Zoned Out Zay.
That's right.
And then I got Soul Flower B. Or no, She's So Wavy. Sorry, She's So Wavy. You're gonna say it's a remember wavy. It's also a podcast, so you have to like say something.
Hi guys.
She's so wavy like a soul flower.
Listen, call me whatever you want. It's whatever.
Yeah.
Yep, you got two names, two suggestions. So.
Yeah. And then I'm King Ether, your host. Sorry, now go into whatever you guys wanted to talk about.
Right.
What's going on in your lives besides bats.
So that's my update, honestly. Just training, and more training. So
update for me, I've been just streaming. I think I don't know how many hours I've spent on Etsy adding things to my favorites and on like Zillow and apartments.com looking for like a new place. Like I want to move next year, early next year. At least
that's
like
exciting.
By April. Mm-hmm.
Also
I'm dreaming about what I want to do for the rest of my life. You know, being unemployed is fun, but I think I'm ready to get employed again. So I was thinking about going into carpentry. I think that would be really, really fun for me. I love DIYs, and so I'm thinking like maybe I'll do that, go to school for it. Yeah.
Awesome. Like I don't know, those are the most like useful skills to have. So I admire like carpenters and electricians and people who can build a house or, you know, or can do their own handiwork.
I'm not about to be building no houses, but like
You're gonna learn handy skills is all I'm saying.
Yeah, definitely. There's so many little things you can do around houses to increase the property values, and I think that I wanna do that. I think I wanna go into like investing in homes and flipping them and things like
that.
That
sounds like building a home.
That's crazy. I literally said that to you like last year.
Did you say that I should do that or that
you
was going to do that?
That you should do it. I said that.
Well, you should have said it louder because that's definitely, I think it's my dream job. Like,
I think that's what's going to make me happy.
Yeah, like I love Lowe's. Remember I was telling you, Zay, that like I need a job that requires me to be at Lowe's a lot? I was,
yes,
like,
you did.
Know, yeah, this is what's gonna happen, I think. And yeah, I think
always,
that's what's gonna happen.
I saw you always ask me, like, hey, you wanna go to Lowe's? I'm like, no, Lowe's, I don't wanna go to Lowe's.
Right.
Well, if you need me, I'll be at Lowe's.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to Lowe's.
Or,
and there's
I'll
so many things I can do around here to like practice and stuff. So I'm gonna practice around this house and you know, and start taking contracts, you know, like let people, you know, some people don't even want to mount their TVs. Like simple shit like that.
Yeah,
I can mount their TVs.
Yeah,
y'all be paying people to mount y'all TVs?
Right.
Mount my TV.
No, oh I'd be God. Like, I'll go with the stand option.
Right.
That's it. It's either screw that on the bottom. It's easy.
Put that shit on the floor.
No, I wasn't put on this earth to do things with my hands. I apologize.
And Ether has such pretty hands, y'all. His hands are
soft,
so
delicate
pretty.
Ones.
Soft, delicate, no calluses.
So anyway, my weekend, I just got back from I just got back from I don't even know what the place is called. It's like Gangneung. I don't know Korean. I don't know how to pronounce it. It starts with a G.
Somewhere yeah, down south. I look Gyeongju or maybe. Something like that.
Gyeongju. Shit. Probably.
I looked up the weather over there for him, so.
Yeah.
Oh, the temple, right? You went to a temple or something?
Yeah,
like that?
It was a Buddhist temple.
All kinds of gardens.
Yeah, Buddhist temple. And then we left there. And then we went to this expo area. So it was like almost like a museum sort of area. So I had a bunch of like exhibits and stuff, like natural history museums and stuff. And then we went to a park at the end of the day. So all that was a lot of walking. The Buddhist temple was cool. It felt very like peaceful. All right, there was a bunch of people around walking around tourist site, but it was cool seeing people practice Buddhism, you know, going through like their whole thing. Right, and I was like, oh man, like I even donated a little money to the whole praying thing.
That's cool. You're into the culture.
Cool. Yeah. And then the expo thing was really cool. A lot of walking. Lots and lots of walking. They have a theme park down there, which I thought maybe I could do, but I also realized I hate roller coasters, so yeah, probably not.
And probably not the place for you.
No,
where was Yeah, I saw a lot on your Snapchat. I commented on almost practically everything. I was like, oh, it's so beautiful. Is it there?
No,
I missed
the
whole thing.
Oh, no, I didn't. I sent you personally things. I only put a little bit on my story.
All of that. Like, all these pictures that he took, like, I felt like I was there. I was like, wow, it's so peaceful. Yes. Like, you can hear the peace in the background.
Oh, wow.
It's very pretty, very green. Where's that geometric place that you went, though?
That was Fine Arts Museum, I think is what it was. It was, like, that was, like, the best thing in there. There's only, like, three things. That was, like, the best thing in there.
Oh, okay. It was like very small.
And then I wasted my time by going to the park. It was very lackluster. So just not really nothing of note there. But other than that was an overnight trip and I came back all free.
Nice.
So that was really nice.
Okay.
Yeah
that sounds lovely. Cool. We definitely need a visit. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, of Korea, we'll let you in. But I mean, there's like a whole thing going on with Americans. They're beefing with us right now, but it's okay.
Can't take Americans nowhere.
Yeah,
I'm not mad at them.
Yeah. So, other than that, just doing nothing. Behind on my anime because I've been busy writing a YouTube video, which should hopefully come out soon-ish.
Nice.
Which will be probably the first one made for the Out the Ether YouTube channel. So, we'll see how that goes. But we'll get right into it, which is the Evangelion. As far as I'm aware, I'm the only one that has seen the original Evangelion, and you two are brand new to the series, so this is like your first take into it. So
that's right.
We could
like, how long is the original series?
The original is as old as you are, I think. I think it came out in 95.
Wow,
it's old as hell.
We don't have to use metrics like that, though. You're as old as Evangelion. Also, how long is the series? How many episodes is it?
I heard it was very long,
and like they have like multiple
movies. It's like there's, believe, 22 episodes in the original series, and then there's a Rebirth and Life movie, which is just like a recap, right? And then they have an actual the end of Evangelion. That's like the definitive end of the original series.
Oh yeah, like that special episode where they just wrapped up everything.
Didn't really wrap up everything. No, Evangelion has a very confusing, very very confusing like portrayal or whatever the word would be. But yeah. So I guess we can talk about first thoughts. We'll go into like what your first thoughts were as watching this as new people.
My first thoughts was like, it's very pretty to look at. Like, it's beautiful. Like, I love the art style, and it definitely, like, looking at it definitely like evokes emotion for me. Like, I felt depressed. Like, I felt like it looked very depressing, like showing all the pictures of the wasteland looking things, right? Because I guess that's what we're supposed to believe in the beginning. And so when we hear, you know, the people in the anime like talking shit about it, thinking
talking
shit about the government and how like and how ugly the place is too and how people are moving and I'm like the first thing, it was really weird, we were looking at it and we were like seeing all these cars like on their noses, like every single car that you see in there was on their nose or on the side, and I was like, none are just right side up, just crashed or anything, it's just everything's upside like right on their nose. And I'm like, so this is gonna be like weird, it's gonna be very like trippy, but I love the colors that they use. It was very, I liked looking at it, that's for sure.
Okay, what about you, Wavy?
For me, I thought it wasn't making no sense. So the whole city was looking really messed up, but people are still making phone calls. They have like, you know, the cars, super high tech. And I'm like, so, I mean, what's going on with people's priorities? Like, look at this city, it looks like shit. But y'all did repair the cell phone towers. Like y'all did like do that stuff, right? I don't know, right. Satellite to sell out, you know? So I was already a little bit skeptical about how much weight I should be putting on like this whole post-apocalyptic thing they're trying to do, right?
Yeah, they were acting very normal, weren't they? Like everybody's acting like living my regular everyday life, but it looks like you should be suffering, you should be ravished, you should be distraught. Right.
Especially like that one chick. What was her name?
Chico.
No, the one that he lived with. One he lived with.
Her name is Misato.
Misato. She was not concerned at
I'm
all
concerned.
When they first showed her. I'm like, so she killing? Like, she's okay. Before they showed, you know, her profession and all that. But but I agree. It was very, very pretty. I love the animation. I thought it was gorgeous for sure.
I agree. I thought that the use of CGI was like really cool, especially with the fourth angel, I believe, the one that was like blue, right? I thought that like looked really, really pretty.
Yeah, that one was beautiful.
I thought that the show looked very well with this new fresh paint, you know, fresh coat of paint, right? I thought the show just looked fantastic. For someone that's watched the original, it felt to me that the show was brighter, if like the color, the tones just felt brighter. So the original one,
very vivid,
that you guys probably aren't aware of, but the director at the time when he made the first Evangelion, he was depressed, so a lot of the things are much darker in that time. So now that he's in a better place, you know, mentally, I felt that really reflected in the show. Like obviously it was still like a dark time, right? Like, you know, characters and stuff, apocalyptic stuff, but I felt that like things just felt, I don't know, a little happier than normal.
It's really interesting. That's super interesting, because normally, you know, like we make our best art when we're sad. A lot of artists make, you know, masterpieces, you know, from their pain or their depression, and then when they get happy, they get healthy, that shit is not good anymore. So it's really cool that, you know, like that instead of reflecting that he can't make art when he's happy, he just reflected that his art looks happier. And that's really a testament to his skill as an artist, you know? That's cool.
It takes it back to that. What is that conversation that we call it? We call it the whiplash conversation.
Yeah, the whiplash.
Yeah, we will talk about that. Remember we watched the movie Whiplash?
Oh, Whiplash. Yeah.
And we were like, was all that necessary? And then y'all two were like, yes, it was. And I was like, was it? And it's like, would it have been that great if he didn't go through all of that shit?
Right. And I guess it's a case by case thing, right? So the premise of Whiplash is that this guy, he wants to be like the best drummer. And so this teacher who has like all these accolades and achievements takes him on and wants to like make him the best, but he puts him through some serious bullshit. Like this guy, he is torturing him. He was so abusive and
pushed him to the verge of death. He almost died. He literally almost died.
So the argument is, you know, did he need to go through all that to get to where he got, or was it necessary for him to go through all that to be the best? So
right, because then I don't know. I don't want to spoil or anything, but yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to explain the theory.
Yeah.
But the director, Anno, for this sake, for this Evangelion, he took this as this remake that's happening, right? This isn't a what is like the word for when they when studios come in and, you know, they just put a like they remaster things, right? What's the you know, like how there's old Ghostbusters, now there's like a new Ghostbusters, right? Like
that's... Is it called a revamped or something?
It's not a revamp. That's a word that came to my mind.
It's but
crazy. Right.
But
what do they say? 2.0.
I don't know, but I'm sure the audience, whoever's listening, will be like, duh, it's this answer. But basically, this isn't that, right? Like Anno stated, he was like, this is his true vision, or this is what he truly wanted to make without the constraints of the technology that he had available to him at the time. So this is more of like what he envisioned Evangelion being, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know if it'd be like a, I'm depressed and it like made my art better. He just had to work with what he had to at the time. Now that this is going on, this is what he wants. So I guess we can talk about characters. That's like the biggest thing. Like we can go into characters before we talk about like story or plot or anything like that. So what'd you think of the characters in the show that they introduced?
These people make me want to puke, bro. These people are trash.
Okay, you're gonna tell you why like to they trash. why are they trash?
Okay. Yeah, of course.
From the very deadbeat daddy. Let's start with his deadbeat daddy.
Oh, okay, yeah, because we're there. We can definitely start there.
Summoning him. What did it say? The note said, come here. Or something like that. It was just like, come here.
Oh my gosh. It's so obvious. He's like, so, like, you're taking me to my dad? Flash to this little vision of him just crying and looking abandoned, right? And then he's all, and she's like, yep, taking you to your father. You got the note he gave you? And then he pulls out that note, and it says, come here. Signed. Whatever his dad's name.
Genjo? Like, Genji? Genjo? Why am I stuck at pronouncing just Asian names anyway, but Gendo. Gendo.
Oh my gosh. It just come here, signed Gendo or whatever his name is. Mm-hmm. I was like, what are we getting ourselves into? Like, why? And then the first thing I realized is that when they were having a conversation in the car, she asked him a question. And he was all like, yeah, my teacher told me that my dad does very important work. I was like, why is your teacher telling you this? Like, why aren't your parents telling you this, right? So I was like, okay, very neglectful. And then they mentioned that he hasn't seen his dad in like 4 years or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, okay.
His father has nothing to say to him. His father has no interest unless he's about to board this robot. That's it.
The first thing he when he gets there, no hi, hello, how are you doing? Have you been?
Getting the fucking robot. And
just getting the robot.
Didn't even prep him to get in. Like didn't tell him how to work
and
it.
You saw
what
that
to do,
that
what
like
expect.
that manual was like thick, right? this elevator ride. All right, memorize it.
It's ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
My God.
And the whole time, this lady is being so disingenuous in the seat, sitting next to him, driving him to his doom.
She's gross.
She was gross. I did not like how fake she was, but I also didn't like how they held her up to be like the person, like
his mother figure,
who is supposed to instill confidence in him, you know, like as if she had the right to act how she did towards him. Like, I'm trying to, like, if you don't realize it, I'm trying to make you better, you know? I'm trying to get you to make decisions for yourself. I'm trying to, but meanwhile, all this time, you are manipulating him, and you know that you're manipulating him, and you feel bad about it, because we see these scenes of you sitting in the fucking bathtub, feeling all kinds of, man, am I doing the right thing? Questioning, like, with what you're doing is right or not. So it's like, you know you're a bad person.
Yeah, the whole thing was so toxic, and I'm like, did they want it to be toxic? Like, was toxic what they were going for, or were they really trying to fool us?
Everybody was toxic.
Yeah. Terrible. Scientist. She had no awareness. She did not care about that boy. And then her weirdo pedo joke. Like, I'm not forgetting.
That was not cool.
That was weird.
Don't worry, he's gonna stay with me. Don't worry, I won't fuck him.
Like, what kind of joke is that? Nobody said that.
Nobody's thinking that until you said that.
That is a baby.
That's a whole baby. And then, like, the conversation of her talking with the scientist in the bar, like, so how's it feel to be living with a man now? No, he is still a child.
14.
He was still 14. Like, maybe there had been a time skip or something. Y'all want to pretend like some time has passed. Like, you've been living together for months now, and that constitutes, oh, he's a man now. He grew up into a real man in these, like, 4 months.
Hey, he's bored in bio machines. Like, this is a man.
Oh my gosh, no. What the hell? That was just sickening.
No. I totally actually forgot about that part, because I don't ever think about that, actually, when I think about Misato. Because they didn't highlight it as much in the movie, but in the show, like, you really get a chance to see her filth, you know? And, like, that's what I think of when I think
of her. Yeah, she was a slob.
Yeah, she was a slob.
Right, yeah, just cans of beer, because she's an alcoholic, right? So cans of beer. Maybe it's a drown out her guilt. Maybe that's why she drinks so much beer. She's putting kids to death. But
he really is. She's like, they've been doing this.
Yeah. So that's what I think of when I think of her. Also, the voice actor is different. I'll probably get into voice acting differently. I don't know what you guys watched it on. I watched it in English.
I watched it in English as well.
Yeah. So the original voice actor, I don't know, threw me off a little bit. Or the new one threw me off, because the original sounded like sexier. It was weird. But
I like the raspiness of her voice, and, like, I think it matches her her personality. Well, it matched the personality who she tried to be. I don't know, there was this, like, drastic switch from, like, her being, like, bubbly. This very bubbly, lighthearted, like, yeah, kind of lighthearted character, to being the very serious, commanding character. Yeah. So
that must be the alcohol.
ENFPs. I don't know.
I guess, but, like, we never went back.
She is. You can Google it.
I don't think they made that transition, but maybe we just didn't have any more scenes, lighthearted scenes from that point anymore.
Yeah. You know,
it could be that. I think that it was that.
Right.
Because once it got serious, like, it was serious, throughout the whole movie.
Yeah. I will say, like I guess a side note, maybe I'll mention it later, but right now, this movie was more dramatic, it was more dramatic than the TV show, right? They made things feel way more high stake than what they did in the TV show. I agree with you. The father is terrible. I always said, like, no one ever mentions him in, like, worst dads of anime, and I feel like he deserves to be, like, number two, right behind the dude from Fullmetal Alchemist.
Yeah, how don't they mention him?
I don't know.
I should have heard about him.
Yeah, he's pretty trash. Terrible of a dad. And seems like he has this whole big master plan going on right now. And then I think the only other character that we didn't talk about is Rei, right? Who has, like, this weird thing going on, where she's, like, super attached to him. But then there's also, I don't know, she's got her own mystery. Like, I know I watched it, but I'm trying to take it from, like, my own. Well, it doesn't actually matter. I don't know. Fun fact for you guys. This first six episodes, or follows the first six episodes of the TV show. And that's for newcomers to be able to, like, grasp it easier before they go off the rails. Okay. So after this movie, it should diverge from what the original TV show is like and be totally different.
Different. Okay, cool.
So
we're getting a brand new experience.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I like that.
So this one was new. But
Rei
was she was just very much more attached. I felt much more like she was like, he's basically my dad. He's our dad. I mean, they share the same last name, so I mean,
Yeah, she obviously has a relationship with him that nobody else has. Like, a relationship with whatever Gendo. His name is, Gendo. The terrible father, Gendo, than anybody else has. Like, he actually shows concern for her. I don't know if that's an act or whatever, but because, like, that whole, when we first got introduced to him and the way he used Rei as, like, a pawn to get Genji into the to pilot the mecha, actually,
the Ava,
thank you, to pilot the Ava, like, I felt like he didn't give a fuck about her. He was all like, well, if you don't do it, she's gonna do it. And then she comes out looking all broken and just...
Yeah, she literally fell out of her stretcher.
And started bleeding.
I'm
a
little...
So,
curious because I don't know if you noticed, but it seemed like they had like this weird flip, right? You see like a Rey looking out the window with like a cast on, and then the very next scene, Rey would be fine. Right? I don't know if you remember the one that
Was that an act? You think that was an act? So you're like, I'll do anything to help my father out.
No, but like I think
these
of
people
like
are so manipulative.
I mean, maybe.
You think what?
Man, they just need to get that boy out of there.
What are you
Shinji
trying
just needs to get out of there. Why is
I
he?
Need
why
to
is
know.
He there?
Oh, I called him Genji. I meant Shinji. What are you trying to put out there?
Just
like that you're everybody's like playing this boy.
No, I'm just saying like that's just a little. Him. I'm just surprised you guys didn't notice the detail. Being like, wow. How does one scene I see her staring at him, at least for me, I remember her staring out like the second floor of like the school building, looking broken as fuck, you know, eye patch and everything. And then the next scene, he's like, here's your ID card. And she's like, fine.
Yeah, I just thought time had passed because he had also had training sessions by then. And like, he's already, I don't know. Like, to me, it just seemed like it was a time skip. Like, that's what I thought. I didn't feel, and she's not all the way healed or anything. She's still partially broken, but like it could very well have been a big old act. Like, how do you fake that blood? Maybe you can fake blood. I don't know.
Well, all right, so we can talk about that was all the characters, right? I think the only one that we really did
one more thing I want to say about Rey is that I don't appreciate her entitledness to how Shinji feels about his father, because like
when
she slapped him for being like, that man has a terrible father, like what? She got angry. So like he's not allowed to feel how he feels about his father after everything
father.
He's been through, like, his actual
right?
Why are you slapping me right now for talking shit about this?
Ray's like, he raised me. I know how a father
is. Right. I thought that was odd. I really thought that was odd.
Yeah, definitely was.
Like, so that, I guess that just alerts me to the fact that maybe she has a relationship with him that we don't know about. That maybe we're gonna find out about.
Yeah, Ray's just
considering, you know, who she's raised around. She's raised around all these psychos. Of course, she's gonna have some issues.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys even remember her first appearing in the beginning of the episode, right?
I saw her flash of her.
Yeah, that's just weird.
But
or maybe
I thought that was a memory. That was weird. Was she really there or not? Because it was a flash, literally like an apparition.
Well, I guess from that we could talk about what you guys think of the story. You know, we keep hinting at it. So what do you think? This is like I said, the first six episodes of the TV show, but things like any movie that, or any TV show that goes movie or vice versa, the movie, for the sake of pacing, has to cut things down. So I felt that for the movie, they cut down like some of the character development that we see. So like in the original show, Shinji goes through a lot longer of a time with his whole like, should I be an Ava pilot, right? He almost left the city during one of the episodes. He almost left Tokyo 3. Or like the two boys that punched him, right? They actually have a relationship in the TV show. Those three stooges become like friends, right?
Yeah, it was kind of odd, like how dude hated him like immediately, and
well, he got his sister. He hurt his sister.
Hurt his sister. Who's his sister?
Some unnamed person. But Shinji during his first battle in the Ava, his sister got hurt. The dude's sister got hurt.
I didn't see his sister get hurt.
We didn't
see
it.
Did they highlight that?
No, they just said it. So
see, that just sounds like a let's just throw that in there so he can have conflict with these kids.
Yeah, they're just trying to build a platform so that the next movie should be lit, right? Because
I don't know.
They did all the groundwork in the first movie.
See, this isn't
it just felt like it was another thing to add to like his life is shitty.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and he's getting bullied. Why is he getting bullied? He hurt his sister.
No, that's fair. that's fair. Like you said, like things don't develop the same way. What did you say before? I was gonna address it, Wavy. You said something
that they were laying down the groundwork so that the next movie could be much better.
What I was gonna say was Ava isn't a traditional show or movie. Like it doesn't follow along with like that sort of like thinking, right? Like it's not predictable. That's basically what I'm trying to say. Like honestly, like, there could be more that could be built, or they could all be erased. Like, it's just, they want, quote from the producer, he was like, I want your expectations to be flipped upside down. So you can't really go into expecting things. So the,
that wasn't build on expectation. That was just like it's just not logical.
No, I'm just saying for like, this may not build. I have no idea. Again, like, things will diverge from the original timeline, so I don't know what is to be expected now.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
I mean, if they want to defy my expectations, I'll tell you right now, I didn't care for this movie at all. Like, it was so boring to me. It did not capture me. So if he wants to, like, you know, defy my expectations, then the next movie is going to be mind-blowing. It's going to be so good because my expectations are low.
Yeah, that's fair. Before we get into that, I want to hop into the enjoyment thing. But I do want to talk about, just get the story out of the way, because that's obviously the big part. The plot is the big part. So what did you think of the whole angels, all this stuff, right? All this battling thing. What did you think of Shinji's conflict with himself? And then he's had, you know, he's here defending from angels, has the Ava battle. Obviously some weird stuff's thrown in. You said it didn't make sense.
I like the mystery of this. I like the mystery of it. Like how we just arrived in the story, and like things are just going on, right? Things are just going on. Mm-hmm. And nobody's explaining anything. It just is. I do like that, and noticing like her outfit looks like a nun's outfit, and she's wearing a cross. It looks like a modified nun outfit, and she's wearing a cross.
Talking about the doctor,
and then Misato. I'm sorry, Misato.
Okay.
The doctor was wearing a lab coat. I don't know what she was wearing underneath that, but she looked like a scientist or whatever. But and then there's all this like angels, and then Jesus, in the name of Jesus or whatever.
You're talking about with the nerve. Their
slogan.
Yeah,
their logo or whatever, like on the on the walls of the doors and stuff. Mm-hmm. They talk about Jesus, but that's not explained. Like nobody's making all these Jesus references. Like nobody's like saying like praise God and praise be or whatever. It just is like all these things are it. They are, and nobody has explained it to us. So I do. It does make me want to like figure it out for myself. And then his dad obviously is like, oh, everything's going according to plan. Yes, just like we finally got him.
He's
going through depression. Yeah, a prophecy. It's like, yes, everything's going according to plan. And I'm like, what is the plan? What is his plan? Because I feel like you would get a lot more out of Shinji if you just gave him some love. And he would probably do anything that you want him to do. But for some reason, your plan just includes just making his life miserable and then ignoring him and being so close but so far. And then showing Rei love in front of him, you know, and then never like giving like a glance at him. I'm like, what is this master plan that, you know, that makes you have to break Shinji down? Like, what are you guys trying to build him up to as well? It's weird. And also, like, I didn't understand their mecha, their suits. Like, their mecha is not a mecha. Yeah, their Avas are not normal mechas. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, it makes no sense. Their suits, like, why would you fashion a mecha so that you can fight, you know, giant angels or whatever, and do it in a way that, like, yeah, why would you do it in a way that you're like getting fucked up with the robot? Like,
you're biologically attached. Like, for what?
Why would you do that? I would no.
And maybe it's just the nature of the material that they choose to use. And they have to use that for some reason. I'm interested in why they need to use this specific type of. Is it an angel that they're using, or I don't know. I do have questions. I have lots of questions. Like, what are those big old ugly things? You know, dangly legs. The fuck was that? What was that?
Dangly legs. You talking about the angel? Wait, what are you talking about?
Is it an angel?
dangly legs. Oh, you're talking about from Lilith. Yes, yeah, Lilith, the second angel. Ugh, right, which was means... which also I don't know if it was mentioned to you guys, but that is like way earlier. Like way earlier than what the TV show had. Like at least from what I remember. Maybe they did bring it up early on, but I don't remember like knowing about Lilith until like later on. Or maybe I also, the original TV show bored the shit out of me. I only kept going because I was just interested, you know. I was just like, well, let me get through it. It's like a cult, you know, it's got such a huge following, like, let me get through it.
Yeah.
But the beginning episodes of like Shinji's life, because I hated Shinji. Oh god, it was still the worst, but I fucking hate it. I hate
how good can he get with all those people around him?
So this one felt a little different, right, in terms of like them beating down on him, at least from my eyes, you know. It felt just like way more blatant, their manipulation with the cell phone, being like, hey, you know, we're, you're not alone, right? Just like the movie title.
My gosh, that's sick. Yes,
right. So like that wasn't there. I don't remember that being there in the original. So to me, I hate protagonists like that, where they're just like, I'm insecure, and I'm like, get over it. But
hey,
this one I feel
no comment.
I feel a little bad.
Yeah, they actually, like, now they justified him, like, with everything that's gone on in this movie. Like, yeah, they've definitely justified him being how he is now, right, to me.
Yeah.
Like, he's that weak ass character that you describe, but now, like, I understand. Like, he got daddy issues, and now everybody around him is playing on them, like, right now in this moment.
Like, yeah. Which I hope they speed up, because like I said earlier, with the movie, the plot is sped up much more quickly. They go through the angels way quicker than they did with the TV show. And I'm hoping that he develops a little bit quicker and changes into a little bit more confident person. I don't think he ever does, but maybe.
But it has to make sense to me. They got to introduce somebody new. It just has to make sense. These people around him right now, it wouldn't make sense.
And they did introduce someone new, right? At the very end, you know, when I woke up. And he actually was exciting. Just like the little cameo they showed of him, it was exciting. Right.
He was just waking up and was like, I can't wait to meet you.
Yeah, that was another thing that was way, way later on. Not way later on, but way later on. Like, he wasn't introduced until like a little bit ago. And yeah, I just hope that everything develops out well. I felt like, I guess to get my thoughts about the plot, about the movie, overall I felt like it was paced well, but I also, now thinking about it, like I feel automatically filled in the blanks that the movie didn't fill for you guys. Like, I already have like some sort of attachment towards Shinji, right? Like, I already know about like his adventures and stuff like that, or you know, his attachments with other characters and stuff like that. So I was like, oh, this is nice to see, you know, to see all these things. The angel battles, they're okay. I don't really care for Ava mech fights. To me, it didn't feel like that they really highlighted it too much, except for the last one, right? Because that one was really tough. But I think
I'm glad they focused on that one though, because it was beautiful. That angel was so nice to watch.
It was very deadly, but
and destructive. I hated all those people, so I wanted death to be rained down on them. Yes, all that destruction. It was wonderful. Wow, I sound like an ENTJ right now. Should I calm that down? I'm INFP, everybody. So.
Yeah, that one was good. And I think when I was reading up about like another, like, you know, I was trying to find like quotes and stuff from the interviews. I think that they said for this one, for that part with like the canon and all stuff, they didn't do that in the original TV show. That wasn't like done like that. Like, they were able to put more emphasis. That's what their original vision was. So that's why I felt like that one got like more focus, and they sacrificed some of the character development for it. But I feel like it was pretty straightforward. Like I said, like what they wanted, newbies, easier to introduce, you know, straightforward plot, right?
Well, you know what? I think that we have time for more character development. Like, yeah. I think he developed a good amount from being at like rock bottom and confused and not knowing what's going on with, like, you know what, like, at the very least I could you know, at the very least, now he gets into the Ava
more confident
on his own accord.
Yeah, that was, I would hope so.
Like, that's the development. It's like, at first, like, everybody else is forcing him to pilot the Ava, and then
right.
Now he gets in it on his own.
Yeah, which is nice.
That's all I can ask for him.
I really didn't like it in, like, the movie where they, where he kind of became mindless, was like, you know, point shoot, right? That's, like, his job. He's like, I'm here to
development.
Kill. Yeah,
and I really didn't like that. He kind of has to. It actually makes a lot of sense that he would be like that, you know?
It does. That's what everybody's asking. Desensitized.
There's so much trauma.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so sad. His whole life sucks.
Yep. Perfect exactly. Soldier.
And he doesn't know what he's doing. He's all like, I don't know why I'm here. Like, this is what everybody's telling me to do. Sure.
Right. I guess the plot's pretty basic right there. So I like the introduction of the guy. Whose name I can't remember right now. I liked his introduction at the end. I thought that was really cool, like, for bringing up something for, like, part two. I'm very curious to see what they do. Like, I already know at least another new character who's going to get introduced. I'm excited. I hate that she's going to get introduced because she's a character I don't like. And
we don't need more of those. Do we really need another one of those?
Different. It's someone different that dislike.
He doesn't like, then we might like him. If Ether doesn't like him, then we might.
No, not him. Not him. I'm talking about, there's another Ava pilot. And she's
a
redhead,
a woman,
fiery piece of shit. But.
Oh, she's that archetype you don't like.
Yeah.
Like the one who's just angry and violent for no reason.
Exactly.
That's an archetype I hate too.
Yeah,
that's why I like the archetype.
Yeah. So, on that, like, I watched it dub. So I actually really did like the voice acting. Once I got, like, used to it, right, I was like, wow, this is actually not that bad. Shinji sounded, like, weak and low-toned. It didn't raise
exactly
his voice.
How he was acting.
Yeah. Everyone, like,
embodied. And Masato sounded cute and cool. Masato sounded really cute. That's... I loved her voice. So cute.
I liked Masato's voice as well. Mm. Like, that raspy, like, cool voice.
Yeah, she sounded like an alcoholic badass, definitely.
That's who she was, so.
Yep.
Also, I really, 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 really like the music. I don't know, this might be me in particular, but I thought that all the music and sound effects were really good. They either heightened, they did their job, you know, they did what they're supposed to do. Either the sound effects helped give, like, whatever the movements, whatever pain, whatever that the effect was going on, like, it really, like, sounded natural. You know, it didn't sound like weird. You know, it didn't come up like that's weird.
I agree.
Yeah, and then I like the music. What? The music really stood out to me. Every single time I was like, okay, yeah, I'm feeling like whatever emotion they want me to feel.
So. Yeah, same. I agree with all of that. Like, if ever the story wasn't capturing me and like that, like, I drifted in and out of the story from time to time. Like, what am I watching? But, like, the visuals, the visual and the music would draw me back in. Yeah. And be like, oh my gosh, this is so... Yes, they work together, like, very nicely. I really like the music.
That's one thing I can't take away from this show, is that the production, the music, and the visuals were beautiful. I can't take that from it at all.
Yeah. And also a thing, I guess this might be a visual thing, but, like, with a movie, bigger budget. So I felt that... that the world felt more alive. Like, if you watch the original one, there isn't, like, pedestrians as much, right? You kind of see, the world kind of felt empty, at least to me it did. It low-key felt like that. Unless they were at school, like, they were the only people really in the world. So, like, it was really nice just to get, like, cuts to people in the subway, or, like, when he's firing the gun, you know, like, the we are not alone thing happens again, right? When he's refiring, right, they're loading it back up. You see people working really hard to get all the coils right. Like, that really felt like a we are not alone situation, like the title suggests. So I really, really enjoyed that. It really felt like a united front, like, oh snap, this is humanity's, like, last stand, and everyone's putting their they're all into killing the angels or surviving, right? So I was like, really nice.
Yeah. Because at first I just thought the battle was just going on all around them. Like, when we first entered the scene into the movie, like, I just felt like it's there's just no regard for like anybody's life or anything. It was just the military getting bigger weapons, and they're like, yeah, let's shoot our biggest one at them, you know. And I'm like, did y'all like evacuate a city or something? And then they show, and then they show like these cars on like on their noses, and we're like, oh, so everything's just fucked up. Okay, cool. Right. You know, like, where are these people living? Right. But, and then you of see course, they let us know.
Right, right.
They let us see all they that. Like to underground it,
shelters and all that stuff. Yeah, they go do all the.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. So everybody is really working together. It was good to know that.
Okay. So, I mean, it sounds like that. Are you guys looking forward to the next movie? Like, you said you didn't like it. Are you looking forward to it?
I know I have to watch it.
Yeah.
For a way to look at it.
Am I looking forward to it? No, not really. If I wasn't doing this podcast, I wouldn't watch it.
I would still watch it. If I wasn't doing this podcast, I would still watch it. Because like I don't know, I still have like a feeling that it could, that it's, you know, on an upward trajectory. Like, it's getting better. I would have to say that if the next movie is like bad, it would be very hard for me to muster up the courage to go for the third one. Yeah, I'd be like, do I have to do this again? Like, but like right now, this first movie wasn't like a whole like, oh, I can't wait to watch it again. It's just a, you know what, I could watch the second one, you know?
Yeah.
See if some of my questions get answered.
I believe that the second one's gonna be good. I do. So, I'm not mad about having to watch it.
Okay.
Yeah. I want an explanation for that Lilith thing.
Just weird. Just the Lilith?
No, and also you know, what it like, why everything is all like, why are they fighting angels instead of demons? And why is all this,
I don't think
like,
that one will ever get answered.
This, they're not going to explain why, like what these,
I don't, maybe they'll explain why they call them angels. I don't know. Like, one of the things,
like,
is,
why is this, all this God and Jesus stuff is all embedded in it? Is that just the director, or not the director, the writer's, that's just the writer's flavor?
Something? I don't really remember, but last quote, this is the last one that I found. The producer was like, we're not going to give people answers. It was like, life isn't about, you know, things being handed to you on silver platters and shit. So, you know, sometimes things just won't get answered. You have to figure it out. Everyone comes up with their own answers through their own interpretations. Okay. Right? So.
It's valid.
Okay.
So
all right.
Not everything will get answered, basically.
Well, I'm not really looking for answers. I'm looking for, so answers is the wrong word. I'm looking for more information, because I already get that whole, they're not going to outright tell us anything, right? In the first movie, they, like, everything is just happening and they haven't explained anything. So I felt like they were going to keep going in that same vein and just give you more visuals, more information, maybe another organization, maybe, I don't know. Like, more people will pop up and then you can glean information from, you know, the new things that they show us.
No, that's totally
awesome. I kind of get that. I totally get that they're not going to outright tell us anything.
That's fair. And I remember when I watched the first one, after I watched it all, right, I watched the movie, I was like, I don't know what happened. I don't know how we got from high school kid to some really philosophical shit right now, and I had to like go Google shit to figure it out, because the movie, it told me nothing, right? So I am interested to see what happens with as well. I'm excited because it's different, right? To know what's going on and why things are different and all the new characters and stuff. But I think that's pretty much all that we had on the board that I had that I wanted to talk about. Is there any like last notes or anything you guys want to like say that wasn't in those, you know, categories that we might have talked about?
Nope.
Like, I just, for me, but my last thing would be like, I just want to know why these Salie people have big black dominoes. It's like they're like floating, you know, tablets. You know, that's weird. Also, why is, who's on the moon? Ooh. And why are they on the moon? You know, that's weird.
That's the only thing I want to know. I only want to know about the man on the moon. That's what I'm looking forward to this next movie. I don't care about none of this other stuff at all.
Who is
the
man on the
moon? I hope he revives this movie for me.
Yeah. And he's a favorite, isn't he?
What? I don't like.
Didn't Adam say that he liked him? Shout out to Adam.
Hey, Adam. Adam did say that he really liked that character. He did say that that character was going to say a lot of the things that you, Zay, and I were saying throughout the movie while we were watching the commentary that we were making. Adam says that that character seems like he's gonna be saying those things.
That's what I need. A character with sense.
Come on, please.
Just bring him on.
Let's find out.
Let's see about it. And everybody out there, y'all should watch it with us. To be honest, unless you've already seen it and we're just late to the game. Are we late?
I mean, yeah, the fourth movie came out.
2007.
Wow.
We are really late. Yeah, the fourth movie's coming out. That's the reason why we're going through this. Like, it's over.
But you know what? I'm pretty sure there's lots of people out there who haven't
seen it. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, it was too confusing for a lot of people at first. So that's why they...
Yeah, it's wildly boring, so...
Yeah, but you know what? Since these are movies, if doing the series is just too much for y'all, like, let's just do the movies then. Maybe the movies will feel different.
And maybe we'll want to watch a series after we watch the movies. Maybe something will happen. I'm open-minded.
You're very open-minded. But to hear all this bad shit about the series and to be like, the director or the writer didn't even like the series and to be...
No, he didn't dislike the series.
The writer didn't like it?
No, he liked it. He was just in a dark place, you know? I felt like it was therapy. Like, the ending of the movie, people were like, hey, what does it mean? He's like, I don't know what it means.
I overreached on that one.
He just made it, right? Because he's just depressed. That's what my theory was. But yeah, I thank both of you guys for coming. It was a lot. I'm glad that you guys watched it. Hopefully, we should also get our other host back as well. If they're not busy, you know, life happens. We have a Discord link in the summary, so you can join us. We sometimes do sporadic watching of anime together. Like recently, we started watching Ghost Stories together. The dub, which is very infamous.
Oh my gosh.
Ridiculous. It's very infamous. YouTube video, which I'm also watching another movie series. And I'll be dropping that one soonish, like I said in the beginning. And that's all the things I have plugged up. I'll follow us on social medias as well, which will also be in the summaries as well.
Because I don't remember it off the top of my head. I really don't.
No. Yeah.
Your social media?
Yeah. I'm gonna have to read that.
You're funny. Anything else?
No. You guys have a good day.
Take it easy.
Good time. Stay safe.
Bye.
Be safe out there.